The usual reason for installing internet security software is to keep malicious software from invading our computers or to protect personal and financial information. But now Trend Micro have taken it a step further by also helping users to protect their reputation on social networks. On the line, I have Greg Boyle from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Greg.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, Greg, a recent survey that you guys commissioned has revealed that social networking is a real problem for many, with 22% of us regretting something recently posted online. How do we stop this from happening, I guess, apart from removing users from their computers?
Yeah, look, Andy, I mean, I think social networking is a great tool. It's a great way to keep in contact with friends and family and colleagues and even do business. But with that comes, you know, a fair bit of importance that needs to be placed on who you share information with and what information you actually share with people. The social networks out there, the main ones being Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, etc., they have privacy settings. They have ways that you can restrict or try to restrict what information gets shared. But for a large percentage of people, they either don't know those settings exist, they've never looked at them, and that, well, they're just too complicated, so they don't go in to make changes, or they don't know what to change.
It's interesting, some of the numbers coming out of this this survey that you guys commissioned are showing that only 12% of us check out the privacy settings on Facebook every month, and 38% of Twitter users in Australia have never checked their privacy settings. Is it people being maybe too lazy or just not understanding those settings?
Yeah, look, I think, yeah, in talking to people, they... A lot of people just don't know they exist, and they use it as a sharing platform. So for a lot of people, they don't even, you know, think twice about the level of information sharing that they want to put out there, especially something like Twitter. I mean, Twitter, you know, short messages that you pretty much just want to broadcast your thoughts or, yeah, you know, use it for business and things like that. But, you know, people do need to be cautious. You know, there's been lots of cases of people that have, you know, posted something that, you know, has led to them losing their job because they're talking about a job they were going for and they just got an offer and things like that, where the unintended consequences of what you're posting just don't come to mind when you hit send or when you hit post.
I guess people don't really worry about it until it comes up and bites them on the bottom then.
Yeah, pretty much.
So talk about how people can handle their personal privacy. You've now got some personal privacy tools built into Trend Micro products. How does it all work?
Yeah, look, it's pretty simple. I mean, we started last year with last year's release in protecting users on Facebook, and we've extended that out to other social networking tools such as Twitter and Google+. And really, it's about using our security expertise that we've built up over 25 years and knowing, you know, really what people should be sharing and with who. And we help step users through the settings that they need to put in place and the settings they need to change in those social networks to really ensure that they're only sharing with the people they really intend to. So we go through and we have a look at the settings that are in place, and we make recommendations on your computer and for Facebook on your mobile device to really help you understand where some of those gaps are and then help you to change them.
Okay, so it won't change them for you, but it can examine what settings you have done and then make some recommendations and basically step you through how to make those changes.
Yeah, correct. It doesn't automatically change them because, you know, everybody's a little bit different. It's not necessarily up to us to go and make those privacy changes for people, right, but we can be that helping hand or that guiding light to really help them understand what they should be, you know, taking care of and making more sense of, and then making it extremely simple for them. So through our program, it will actually help them make those changes rather than sending them off to another place to do it.
Okay. Now, as you know, internet security is quite a competitive industry. Even within your own company, you've got various products here. You've got Internet Security 2014, you've got Premium Internet Security and Maximum Internet Security. What's the difference between those products?
Look, it's the various... I suppose, features and functions of protection, moving up from basic antivirus and internet security all the way through to, you know, the maximum and premium security range at the top end, where we have tools like password management. A lot of people have, on average, about 14 different online accounts where they need to manage passwords for, yeah, but they only have about 9 different passwords. So when one gets hacked, it gives people access to a range of other online and counselling, banking and social media and things like that. So at the upper end of the scale, you get tools like the password management. You have safe synchronisation of files. So everyone's got multiple devices these days. You've got PCs, you've got Macs, you've got Android and iOS tablets and phones. And it makes it really hard to have access to all the information you need and all your files, no matter where you are. So, you know, as the product scales up, you also have access to online storage accounts where you can synchronize those files, as well as protect multiple devices. So in Titanium Maximum, we have protection for PC, for Mac, for Android devices. And people really need to start thinking about, if they do have smartphones and tablets, particularly the Android ecosystem, how are they protecting those? Their computers, they store a lot of information, a lot of personal information. So when we're talking about privacy, you know, people need to be looking at, okay, if I lose that device, what happens to the information when someone picks up that phone?
Hmm.
Or if I'm downloading apps, you know, what information are those apps collecting off my device for the developer? And so people really need to be mindful of what they're downloading to those devices, because they do store a lot of personal information.
Now, I guess many internet security software companies generally offer protection for three computers in the home, but I've noticed with Trend Micro, you tend to lean more towards offering protection for up to five computers, is it five computers or five devices, looking at the various plans you've got? Is five a more realistic number?
Look, I think it is. I mean, if I look in my house, maybe I'm not the perfect the perfect target audience, but... yeah, we've got a PC, a Mac, iOS device, and a couple of Android devices. Yeah, I think as families grow, and particularly families, you start to see multiple computers. The kid, the household finances and entertainment PC or Mac, and then husband and wife having a smartphone and probably a tablet for entertainment, which gives you over five straight away. So I think. Realistically, as more devices are released and devices get handed down to kids, etc., you do have more than five, and really you need to look at how you're protecting each of them, and each of them requires a little bit different protection, which is why you'll see we offer five devices in the suites, and that opens up a range of different protection opportunities for you across all the devices in the household.
Okay, let's talk price point. I guess for many, it's a key factor in purchase. I've had a bit of a look at sort of competing products that cover, say, three computers for 2 years, as that seems to be a fairly common subscription. Most in that area, I've looked at three or four, sit at around $130. That's three computers for 2 years. Trend Micro, I guess, equivalent, just looking at Trend Micro Internet Security 2014, it's closer to $150. Is it just a little bit higher in price because it's considered the premium product? Do you feel it's loaded with more features than the competitors?
Okay, yeah. Look, I think one of the things that you get when you're purchasing Trend Micro and working with Trend Micro is really the leader in internet security protection. That's been verified recently that. We were talking about online banking before, and one of the major ways that criminals are going to try and steal the information to get access to your online banking accounts is through phishing and through web threats and malicious websites, etc. And it's just recently been shown through some independent tests that Trend Micro is the fastest to detect and protect against these types of phishing attempts and malicious websites. We block over 250 million threats for our customers every single day via our smart protection network. And we do bring new features to market, like the social media protection. We're always sort of looking ahead, looking at what cyber criminals are going to do next to try and attack users and really protect them from that. So, I think the feature set you get is very much one that's going to protect you now and into the future, as well as that back end technology that is leading the way and leading the industry in protecting. And after all, that's what people are buying. People are buying protection. So you want to buy the best.
Absolutely. And it's a good saving if you do go for that 2-year subscription too, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not something that you're really going to throw away at the end of 1 year. You're always...
Yeah.
You're bringing on new devices. You want the latest protection. You want to upgrade to the latest version. And so whether you buy 1 year or 2 year or it really is an investment for the future and something you can lock in the price now rather than what happens next year.
And people can try before they buy?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to trimmicro.com.au, you can see the 30-day trials there. If you go to Google Play on the App Store, you can download the mobile security component there and try that out. And if you're already a subscriber of Trimmicro Titanium, then you can upgrade to the latest version, which is available now as well.
Excellent. That's trendmicro.com.au. Greg Boyle from Trimmicro Australia, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks very much for having me.